This is North Shore Today for Election Day 2016. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News, it's difficult to say what the city of Beverly's housing situation will be like in the next 5 or 10 years, but a housing plan to be released late this year or early next year endeavors to create a roadmap. The city, along with consultant Karen Sonnenberg, held a public meeting last week to fill residents in on what the firm has identified as Beverly's housing needs and how they can be addressed. Those who didn't attend the meeting still have an opportunity to weigh in. Residents can choose their top 5 housing strategies out of a list of 14 via an online survey. The Department of Education is threatening to withhold $11 million from the city of Lynn. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, this is a story in today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, written by Thomas Grillo. The State Department of Education is threatening to withhold $11 million in school funds this month until City Hall ponies up its school spending money. Quote, we consider this very serious, said John J. Sullivan, associate commissioner, telling the item, quote, I would not hold out Chapter 70 payment if I didn't think so. This is not common at all. In a letter to Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy on Monday, Sullivan said, a review of the city's fiscal year and financial discovered that Lynn was in violation of state law. Your plan stated that in fiscal year 2016 through 2019, the city would appropriate $2.2 million in addition to each year's net school spending requirement. The city did not even meet the FY16 net school spending requirement, and you have not budgeted sufficiently to meet the city's obligation for FY17. Sullivan's letter said, I need to inform you that violation of this agreement is serious and will require immediate attention. Now, for the item, the mayor was not available for comment, and neither was the superintendent yesterday. At the heart of the problem is a formula calculating how retired teachers' health insurance costs are counted toward net school spending, a basic calculation outlining a community's contribution as to how much money public schools receive. Lynn is not permitted under state law to include retiree insurance costs toward net school spending. The excluded costs play a role in spending calculations. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Michelle Durgan writes on itemlive.com, 8-year-old Eddie Lewis, a student at Callahan Elementary School in Lynn, came home one day from class and informed his mom, Sandra Lewis, that some of his classmates didn't have warm jackets to wear on the increasingly cooler days. Michelle Durgan continues, he went on to tell her that he felt bad about it and wondered if there was something he could do to help his friends in need. Lewis told her son she'd look into the problem and hopefully come up with a solution. Within a few days, Sandra, who is the membership manager at the Lynn Area Chamber of Commerce, worked out a plan, and she had the full support of her coworkers, communications manager Christine Niels and chamber president Leslie Gould. Gould is quoted as saying, we're happy to announce that we are sponsoring a kids' coat drive and would be thrilled to get donations of new coats, hats, mittens, gloves, and scarves for school-age youngsters. Now, the drive will run until November 30, although Lewis said they would not turn away any donations that come in later than that. The women have set up drop-off locations at several area businesses, including East Boston Savings Bank, 335 Broadway Lynn, Eastern Bank, 112 Market Street, Lynn, the Salem 5, 450 Paradise Road in Swampscott, and the Chamber of Commerce office located at 583 Chestnut Street in Lynn. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, a total of 32,771 Cape Ann residents are registered to have a voice among the millions of Americans choosing the next president on Tuesday. While high turnouts are projected at Election Day polls across Massachusetts and the nation, nearly 25% of voters in Gloucester, Rockport, Manchester, and Essex can say they've been there and done that. Thanks to the Massachusetts debut of an early voting period, which began October 24 and ran through Friday, 8,011 voters in the 4 Cape Ann communities over the last 2 weeks have already cast ballots for president, a smattering of state races, and for or against ballot initiatives. And Massachusetts is one of 16 states with laws against taking selfies of ballots in the voting booth. Bay State law bans taking a photo of a completed or mailed ballot. The law calls for imprisonment for not more than 6 months or a fine of not more than $100. Secretary of State William Gavin said the statute was originally enacted to prevent voters from being compelled to choose a certain candidate or using the photos as proof of a vote for a payoff. He said Massachusetts has other laws that can be used to stop that from happening. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.